Hi, my name is Jackson. My tour will be going on a route that slaves in the Underground Railroad would. We are going through the Laura Plantation in Louisiana, Berkeley Estate Safe House in Tennessee, the Owen Lovejoy House in Illinois, the Levi Coffin House in Indiana, and the John Parker House in Ohio. The Underground Railroad was a group of safe houses and secret routes to help African American slaves escape from slavery. Someone named DuParc built the Laura Plantation. The Laura Plantation used to be called the DuParc Plantation. DuParc was a French composer and only lived for 3 years after he built the plantation, and his wife took it over and is now called the Laura Plantation because her name was Laura. In the years before the American Civil War, the slave quarters included a slave infirmary, 69 cabins, communal kitchens, and several water wells located along the road. Each slave cabin was occupied by two families who had separate doors and shared a central double fireplace. Near each cabin, they kept a vegetable garden plus a chicken coop and or pig pen. By the time of the Civil War, there were 186 slaves working the farm. The DuParc Plantation exported commodity crops of indigo, rice, pecans, and sugarcane. The Laura Plantation is located on the west bank of the Mississippi River near Vechury, Louisiana. The Laura Plantation was a plantation that had slaves to pick cotton for them and other plants. Enslaving people was a part of their culture back in the 1800s, and the master wanted cotton picked. That's why he made them slaves. The Laura Plantation was built in 1805 and was a slave plantation until slavery ended. Berkeley Estate. When you leave the Laura Plantation, turn right on Highway 18, then take a right and go on that road until you get to Highway 3213. Follow Highway 3213 to Highway 641. Follow Highway 641 to Interstate 10. Take a left on Interstate 55. Go on Interstate 69. Follow that road, and Berkeley Estate is on the right. 5 hours and 42 minutes and 396 miles. A person who lived and owned at the safe house and built Berkeley Estate is named Jacob Berkel. He was a German immigrant. In the late 1840s, Berkel fled Germany and conscription into the army to avoid fighting in a series of voluntary wars he saw as just unjust and apprehensive. He landed in Memphis to find himself surrounded by an entirely new and heinous form of oppression. Chattel slavery, which is being born into slavery within a few years. Berkel built his stockyard business and his home up on what was then the rural outskirts of the Memphis Township. Memphis' first subdivision, today's Uptown, but then called the Greenlaw Addition, was just being built to the southeast of Berkeley Estates, and the Pinch District was still a tiny patch of small businesses and ramshackle dwellings to the south. Berkeley Estate is located in Memphis, Tennessee. Historians believe that Berkeley Estate was a part of the Underground Railroad. Memphis quickly became Tennessee's largest slave trading city. Jacob Berkel, a German immigrant, was among those in the anti-slavery movement who risked their lives to help escaping Africans by harboring them in their homes and aiding them on their journey to freedom. Berkeley Estate was with the Underground Railroad from 1849 to 1855. When you leave Berkeley Estate, take a left on the Highway 3. Follow Highway 3 to Interstate 40. Follow the interstate to Highway 64. Follow Highway 64 to Interstate 55. Keep going on Interstate 55, then go on Interstate 155. Follow Interstate 155, then go on Highway 29. Follow Highway 29, then go on Highway 26. Owen Lovejoy Homestead is on the left. 7 hours and 26 minutes, 505 miles. The person who built the Owen Lovejoy Homestead is named Owen Lovejoy. After his brother Elijah Lovejoy was murdered in November 1837 by pro-slavery forces, Owen, a friend of Abraham Lincoln, became a leader of abolitionists in Illinois, condemning slavery and assisting runaway slaves in escaping to freedom. U.S. House of Representatives in the 1840s. Lovejoy was elected to the House in 1856, where he gained a reputation for fiery anti-slavery speeches. During the 1840s and 1850s, Lovejoy also used his home to harbor slaves on their way north and faced prosecution several times. It was widely known in Illinois that Lovejoy was in charge at Princeton, and the fugitives passing through Princeton from slavery to freedom were riding the Lovejoy line. Owen Lovejoy House is located in Princeton, Illinois. The Owen Lovejoy House was a part of the Underground Railroad. Lovejoy is perhaps best known for his role in the Underground Railroad as an outspoken abolitionist. He openly proclaimed his willingness to assist fugitive slaves. His involvement made the house one of the most important stations on the Underground Railroad in Illinois. The Owen Lovejoy House, home now belongs to the city of Princeton, was opened as a museum in 1972. The United States Secretary of the Interior declared the property a National Historic Landmark in 1997. The Owen Lovejoy House was part of the Underground Railroad from 1838 to in between the 1840s and 1850s. Levi Coffin House. When you leave the Owen Lovejoy House, turn left on Highway 6. Follow Highway 6 to Interstate 180. Follow Interstate 180 to Interstate 80. Follow Interstate 80 to Interstate 76. Follow Interstate 74 to Interstate 70. Follow Interstate 70 to Highway 27. Levi Coffin House is on the right, 5 hours and 6 minutes, 334 miles. Levi and Catherine Coffin helped over 2,000 slaves in Fountain City. Then in Ohio, Levi helped about 1,300 slaves to freedom. Levi Coffin was the conductor of the Underground Railroad. Every slave that stayed at the Levi Coffin House made it to freedom. In 1847, other Quakers persuaded the Coffins to move to Cincinnati to establish a wholesale business for free labor goods. The Levi Coffin House is located in the town of Fountain City in Wayne County, Indiana. And where is it positioned in the route to slaves to freedom? Was it a safe house along the way? Yes. Was it their first contact and turning point in the Underground Railroad system? It was their last stop before freedom. Growing up in the South, Coffin was frequently exposed to slaves throughout his childhood and sympathized in their condition. By the age of 15, Levi was helping his family assist escaping slaves by giving them food and shelter on their farm. The Levi Coffin House was an Underground Railroad safe house in 1827 to 1847. John Parker House. The person who built the John Parker House was named John Parker. He was a former slave until he was 18. He bought his freedom from women with money earned from his apprenticeship. Ripley was a hotbed of abolitionist sentiment in an antebellum, and it was such a well-known target for slaves escaping across the river from Kentucky. A slave state, although Parker's property was close to the river, he apparently rarely sheltered slaves in his home. Its remote location equally attractive to fugitive slaves and slave catchers. The John P. Parker House is located in Ripley, Ohio, and was a safe house during slavery. The John P. Parker House was a part of the Underground Railroad. Parker, who was African-American, helped hundreds of slaves to freedom in the Underground Railroad resistance movement based in Ripley, Ohio. He rescued fugitive slaves for nearly 15 years. He was one of the few black people to patent an invention before 1900s. Built in 1853 and was a safe house until slavery ended in the USA. Spend 2 hours at the Lower Plantation, then drive 4.5 hours out of 5 hours and 43 minutes to Berkeley East State and stay in a hotel at Greenville, Mississippi. The next drive the rest of the way there and spend 1.5 hours at Berkeley East State and drive 4 hours to the Owen Lovejoy House out of the 7 hours and 26 minutes. Stay in a hotel in Springfield, Illinois. Drive the rest of the way to the Owen Lovejoy House the next day and spend an hour there. Then drive to Indianapolis and stay in a hotel. The next day, drive to the Levi Coffin House, stay in a hotel in Fountain City, Indiana. The next day, drive to the John Parker House in Ripley, Ohio. $919. The end.